Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
St. Andrews on Sheridan Drive has sold to Child Family Services for a total of $1.4 million. Just want to get your thoughts in terms of the sale of the property.
It's one of our prime quarters in the town, Sheridan and Elmwood. So, you know, we're very happy that the diocese was able to find a buyer for that property in a reasonable time frame. It wasn't sitting vacant for a long period of time. So from that standpoint alone, I think it's very good news for the town. The property, you know, was tax exempt before, you know, with the Diocese of Buffalo. With Child and Family Services, it will remain tax exempt. So from a revenue standpoint, it doesn't have any impact on the town. But like I said, from a psychological standpoint, I think it's very positive news for the town. The property is going to be put to use. I've spoken to people from Child and Family Services, and they're going to be renovating and retrofitting the property for their purposes. And, you know, when they open up for the school year next August, September, you know, they hope to be in there at that time. So we're just glad that a prime corner in the town isn't going to be idle any longer than it had to be.
Was it a huge emphasis for you to be able to make sure that significant piece of property at the major intersection was back in use in a timely fashion? Was that something that you had worked closely with the diocese to ensure that gets done?
Well, you know, we had spoken to the diocese several times. Actually, the town at one point had expressed an interest in buying the property ourselves because we... It is a prime location in the town. It has history in the town. The St. Andrews community, was obviously impacted by the closure, and we wanted to see if there was a use that we could use, that we could have in the town, town offices, town recreational facilities. They have a couple of one primary gym, but they have another hall over there. So it kind of piqued our interest a little bit. We went through it a couple times, the town board and some of our other department heads. But at the end of the day, it wasn't conducive to our needs. But the diocese knew that, you know, we were interested in it. And whenever anybody reached out to me on the property, I was very happy to send them along to the diocese to facilitate a deal. Child and Family Services reached out to them on their own, so we didn't have anything to do with that. But, you know, it's always good to get as many people as you can talking to a seller. And hopefully one of them will come to fruition, and that's what happened here when we had Child and Family Services reach out on their own. And we're excited. It's going to open up an opportunity. They're leaving another school building in the town. So it's going to open up a facility that we don't own. The school district owns that building, I believe. And the school district will be kind of retro. They're going to be doing something else with that building. So kind of a regeneration, repurposing of properties, which is fairly common in the town of Tonawanda because we really don't have a lot of vacant land. So we see a lot of repurposing, redevelopment of our existing properties.
What will Child Family Services be able to provide for the town of Tonawanda and utilizing that space, in your opinion?
Well, they're just going to be, you know, services, you know, for the residents who need those special services that they offer. So it's not going to be for everybody in the town, but it will be for a representative sample in the town, that the facility will be better than what they have now. So they'll be improving on what they have built up over the years, over the decades in the town, and they'll be improving it from that standpoint. So just another reason why we're happy to see someone who's been in the town for decades want to stay in the town and improve their services.
And I know that we've talked to a number of parishioners of St. Andrews recently when it was announced that the school would be closing and the parish would be closing. I mean, I don't know if you were a parishioner there or whatnot, but what are some of the talking points of that facility that you remember and just, you know, some of the memories that people have shared with you or that you may have that facility?
Yeah, well, I am not a parishioner of St. Andrews. But I have gone to church there numerous times over the years. I've spoken at events there to their Holy Name Society. And I played basketball when I was in my grade school years. I played in the gym. You know, it was almost a brand new spanking gym when I played in it. It was always St. Andrews Country Day School was always, it had a special place in Tonawanda's history. And it was... Someplace where, you know, you want to send your kids to, quite frankly. And I have fond memories of St. Andrews, of the gym in particular. I'm glad it's being reused. I'm glad they're not tearing it down. That was a concern when they put the property on the market that some developer was going to come in and tear the property down and turn it into, you know, a retail use. And I had to assure people that, you know, the town and the town planning board, you know, we have the interest of those residents who went to that parish and church. We weren't going to just let anybody go in there and do what they want to that property. So this use, like I said, by Child and Family Services is very conducive to what the town wants to see happen at that property. And I think the residents of St. Andrews, the parish and the church in that area, I think they're going to be very happy as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.